Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yep, I've been married 25 years now. Was a mere child when I got married. Just kidding. Seriously though, day-to-day living with a super logical engineer has been a trip. One of the biggest skills I've learned is the art of asking questions and making requests. You see, I quickly figured out that if I used the wrong words, I would get an answer that frankly made no sense. Or I'd get an answer on details that I could care less about. So here's my two-step approach for asking killer questions and requests that I use in my business conversations all the time. First, I ask for clarifying information. Specific clarifying information. I'll say something like, "You just said blah, blah, blah. Does this mean blah, blah, blah?" Or another way I'd put it is, "So what I'm hearing is blah, blah, blah. Is this correct?" Now, super logical people will correct some details, but I'll know pretty quick if we're still on the same page. Then I go into either diagnostic or brainstorming mode. This is the second step. For the latter, I'll say something like, "Well, here's an idea," or, "Hey, just throwing spaghetti on the wall here." That gets the creative juices flowing. For the former, I'll say something like, "Based on what we just said here, here's what I think the next steps could be." When I frame requests as mere ideas or next steps, I'm collaborating with folks instead of insisting on what to do next. And what I've found is that exchange of ideas creates more options than I originally thought, and also easier buy-in. You know, for me, being married has changed me for the better. I listen better and I respond better. And this has resulted in deeper conversations that have made my work much more fulfilling. Who knew that an unassuming and sweet geek could bring out the best in this wild and loud entrepreneur? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.